Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrier from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform, for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you get into the message. God bless you.
Become a leader somewhere in your realm of influence. Are you guys with me? That is what vision is about. Not necessarily e-group, although we do believe, and scripturally every person is able to do it that's sitting here, is able to run an e-group. 3 or 4 people or 10 people or however, and you influence them. You will be amazed at what God can do when you step into that realm of doing it. Are you guys? Come on. Influence, listen to me. I told you, many people want to say they want to hear prophetic words, they want to hear this, they want to hear God speaking to them. Have influence, and God will speak to you. I was prophesying to the president of ACDP, when I saw him. And I was prophesying very, 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 very confidential stuff. But I got it in a vision just before the meeting. Just boom, boom, 1, 2, 3. This is what will happen. This is what has happened. This is the individual done and like that. Done. 2 months before that, I had a vision. God showed me. I saw you. I saw myself in a vision, sitting with the president, conversing with him, and giving him a prophecy. 2 months before, I have chosen to live my life by divine design. You can choose to live a life like that. It is a life that is fulfilled with vision, a people with vision, so that when somebody comes to you and say, where will you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 10 years? You're going to exactly say, this is where I will be, not where I want to be. This is where I will be in 10 years. This is who I am now. This is what I can do. This is my abilities. And this is what God has said. That is very important. If we can have, and let me tell you, the Bible says where there's no prophetic revelation, the people cast off restraint. Another translation says where there's no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. Where there's no prophets to introduce vision to people, people lose hope. They cast off restraint. That's why the churches are dead. Dear God, you lay hands on them, they just stand. Like they're owing God, or they're doing God a favor, you know? You lay hands on them. I whisper into their ear. These are usually my words that I whisper to them in their ear. I said, just shut up and receive. And I get to the next one. And then I say, stop resisting. You're resisting the Holy Ghost. And in the next one, I said, I think there's another church down the road for you. If you're going to carry on standing like this. Okay? The Holy Ghost goes into you. Not so that you can fall over, but so that you can receive. And falling over is just I'm writing a book. It'll be out in the next 2 months. We just had to source some printers, which we finally got in Cape Town. And, you know, because it's a mess when it comes to printers. So our books will come out now. But why do people fall under the power? It'll come out in 2 months' time. And you'll have if anybody asks you a question, you just give them the book. And it'll be cheap. It'll be like 20 rand or 30 rand. You just give them the book. But vision. That's why churches are dead, because there's no prophetic vision given to them to say, this is where we will be in 5 years' time. I can tell you as a prophet that within 10 years from now, why do I make it so long? It can happen. I can say 5 years if I want to. But just to protect me and to be safe with what we are doing. But you'll see this church peak. Not because I'm in numbers. If it stays like this for the rest of my life, I'm happy. You must understand that. I don't have ambition. I thought this is fine. I never thought it would be this big. I was happy with 80 people. I don't want a big church. I've never asked. I was sitting with the president. I said, I never want to this. It's not like I'm running out there to get persecution. I said, in fact, we're hiding. and not saying certain things, not doing certain things. Let me put one video up, I'll get this nation. If we really want to. But we're hiding to build a people so that when the storm comes, there's a foundation. And the people won't run away. It's not a, when the storm comes, when the media comes, they're going to hear testimony after testimony. Now, do know that they've got fake testimonies about us, eh? Fake interviews, fake testimonies. So don't listen to that stuff. And if it's edited and this, don't listen to that stuff. But they're going to, if they come to true people, they'll find true testimonies. They'll find true healings, true miracles. We're not out there to promote it, but you want to come? You come and do it. They contacted many of our people. And I believe the others are on Kruger's door. So you're going to find a people's lives that are changed because of vision. I've had a vision. An angel came and spoke to me to reinforce it. Because God knows I was too loyal to a certain camp. And I would not have done this vision unless they approved. So God had to intervene and do certain things. Allow things to happen. Otherwise this would have never taken place. And the only way I would have listened is with an angel coming to me. Not even by it being in my heart, which makes me disobedient, by the way. So an angel had to stand next to me and say, plant a church in the city of Centurion on the 18th of September. A church of the supernatural, where you will equip people in the supernatural. That is the vision. Nobody can ever take that away from us. And you know, to get a phone call from officials high up like that, and many other ministers, senior ministers, that addresses your prophet. And I don't want to be addressed prophet, I'm not into titles or so, but you were so humiliated for years. It refreshes your soul a bit. You know? It really refreshes your soul a bit. So say with your vision. Let's go to Genesis chapter number 12, verse number 1. We won't be long. I know it's 10 past 11. We'll be finished 11:30, and then you can go. And we want to welcome all our viewers. We got 40 viewers from everywhere, so we want to welcome them. And this is an important teaching. I know the global groups have been complaining because they go through all this stuff we're doing, and we need to kind of like make it short for them, but without compromising. Yes, so we're working on that. Genesis 12 verse 1-3. This month is going to be very important. If you're on holiday, live stream. If you're not on holiday, please be here. The devil is not on holiday. You know, being with Prophet Hubert Angel, I know that the African people, or let me say it like this, the African culture, actually fast during the month of December. Am I right? For January. Us as white people, we want to eat. We wait for January to fast, but we'll keep it like that for now. It's okay. But we fast, and just because of that, I think Sivir will tell you they'll fast from like breakfast to 5. But just because they wait until January, we now do just Daniel fast, 21 days full, no nothing else for you, nice or anything after that. You know, you do full 21 day fast, and we have conferences coming up again. But and we do it for that year that is coming. But December we are casting vision. We are getting into this. In Genesis chapter number 12, verse 1, listen to this. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family. Say with me, from your family. That one will offend so many people. God is saying, I want you to get out of your family. And from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. The first people to attack you is family, I always told you. The second ones that will attack you is friends. The third ones that will attack you is time and then circumstances. The devil isn't even in there, really. Once you overcome those ones, then the devil might come after that. Are you guys with me? The first ones that will attack you is family. We're not isolated. We're not a cult. We're not isolating people from family. I'm just giving you a reality through. Stand true through that. Stand true. They'll say you're on fire. You changed, you know. Something's different about. Of course, something is different about me. Of course, I changed. You look like you're judging us now. No, you're feeling judged for your sin. They want to keep you as they knew you, and it quenches the gift of God. And from your father's house, I said something to my mom, which was rude. I think the first time I prayed for her or laid hands on her in in a meeting in Hatfield. I said, listen, I'm not your son now. And then I think I prayed for her. And it was the first time ever. It was confusing for me to say that, but I know the scriptural truth behind it. And from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Let me just say this. This verse is the first verse that God spoke to me at the age of 17. To say to me, I want you to leave your family's house, to leave your country, to go to a place where I will show you. And I hanged on to this word, and that's how I ended up in Umhlanga, and how the call of God began for my life. So, to a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. Put on the amplified for me, please. Amplified if you guys can. And I will bless you with abundant increase and favors. Say with me, abundant increase and favors. And make your name famous and distinguished. Finally, the sound is so nice. Thank you. And you will be a blessing, dispensing good and others to others. And I will bless those who bless you. Meaning anybody comes who gives you a gift, they'll be blessed. Those who come and give me a gift, even when I was in Cape Town, I had people coming giving me gifts, they'll be blessed. I even had the president coming to honor me with a gift. Obviously, we reciprocated. But they say prophet's reward when that happens. Okay. So, blessing and dispensing good to others, and I will bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness upon you, and curse him, say with me, curse him, who curses, and curse him who curses or uses insolent language towards you. So, I don't have to curse anyone. I'll be the Lord curses you. In you, with all the families and the kindred of the earth, be blessed. And by this, now I'm getting to a point. Abraham, God said to him, look, if you do this one thing, if you do what I tell you to do, go to a place which I will show you. Leave your father's house. Leave to what you are familiar with. Leave the world behind. Leave your past life behind. He said, I will take you and show you to a place where you should go to. He's not telling him where to go to. He just says, go. I will show you then. Which means God required faith and sensitivity. Are you guys with me? And this is all about vision. Genesis chapter number 22 verse 1. Put in Genesis 22 verse 1 out of the New King James. Genesis 22 verse 1. It says, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him abundantly. Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, take now your son. Say with me, your only son. Whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. And offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey. He says, go to one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. He's still not giving him a place to go to. Are you guys with me? We want to know, God, please tell me, must I go left? Must I go right? Please tell me, where is my future? No. What I didn't... Chris resigned and everything now. What I didn't tell him is the bad things that's going to start now. So, he says, to a place which I will show you, I shall tell you. So Abram rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men, so the young men, with Isaac his son. So they said that the Bible differentiates young men from sons. And he split the wood of the burnt offering and arose and went to the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. Now he saw the place only when he obeyed. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here because you are young men. Two people come up. Kalelo, Jock, come up. Kalelo, Jock, come up. Stand there. Chris, come stand here. So, not saying that you guys are only young men now, but he differentiates. He says, young men, you stay where you are. Because he took two. Young men, you stay where you are. While my son and I will go to a place, we will go and worship. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and he saw the place. Sorry, I'm getting a bit confused here. So, Abraham took the wood. Stay here with the donkey, they said to the two young men. The lad, my son and I, will go yonder further and worship. And we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham and said, Father. And he said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood we have, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. Are you guys with me? Remove the comma. And it says, My son God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering. Thousands of years later. So Abraham tapped into a prophetic moment because he listened to God. So the two of them went together, and they came to a place of which God had told him. And Abram built an altar, and there he placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abram stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord came to him in heaven, said, from heaven, and said, Abram, Abram. So he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on him, or do anything, for now I know that you fear God. It's because God is saying, I didn't know whether you feared me before. Since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Now let me explain this. Stay here. Are you guys with me? So, come stand here. You two stand here. Just stand, or you can stand with them. Yeah. Anyway, just next to one another. So, Abraham is saying, look, God is showing him a place. So he's taking a team with him. He's taking his two young men, and he's taking a son with him. Let's say that's his team. They saddled the donkey. They were going, we're going to a ministry outreach. We minister somewhere. We plant a church. I have a team. But he's saying to the team, he says, look, I cannot go higher with you because there's something wrong in your hearts. You will not appreciate, number one, you will not appreciate what will happen up there. You will not value what will happen up there. And you are not a recipient of the promise of nations that will happen up there. You're gonna have to stay behind. Same thing when Jesus went up to the mountain, he only took Peter, James, and John with him, and he left all the others behind, because there are certain people that can appreciate or value the glory that God shows you, and that you can show them. Are you guys with me? Sometimes there's a glory I can show to those around me that is preserved for them, not for others. It is preserved for those who are saying, but we are sons and daughters. And we are in this thing. We are not, there are people who serve your vision. Sorry, you get members. Then you get those who serve your vision. As long as your vision is going, they are there. Then you have others who serve you for you. Whether the vision comes and goes or another vision comes, they stick with you. That is sons. And that is few. Very few. That is why there's so little importation. Now, for some reason, God has allowed a lot of importation to take place, which means he has seen a lot of qualities of sons or daughters here. That is why he has allowed that to take place. But now, he's saying, look, God will only give to somebody something if they are a son, if they are fully committed, invested into a thing. You have those who are for you. So Abram is saying, he says, look, you are young men. Young lads, he said, me and my son now, we will go further and worship, and then we will come back to you. Meaning we're going to go see a manifestation of God, expression of God, that you're not allowed to see. Because you have not gone through the training, you have not gone through the time of serving, you have not gone through the tests and passed them, your heart has not been tested yet. Because this one I can kill. But if I want to kill you, you're going to kill me. Which means that if you're going to walk with me in this vision, and it will look like I'm killing you, you're going to attack me. Are you guys with me? Meaning that when people are offended, or when they don't understand yet, they don't understand me, or I do something, I don't answer their phone call, or this or that, or blah, whatever, they get offended and they attack me. That is why God has never entrusted them with a vision, never entrusted them with anything, and they will they'll go from church to church to church to church. The power to be planted in a local church is incredible. We'll do that next year, January or February. The fruits, the promises of being planted in a local church. You will see a nation changed. You'll be able to tell your children, I was part of it. I was on the front row. When nobody was there, we were there. We brought revival to this. We brought the prophetic into this nation. And those, the scary thing is those who walk a vision with me. For example, let's say Chris is with me and he's doing the youth now and he's come on board and he's also working with Martin and we're establishing a men's ministry and so on. Now, he is anointed. He can go do his own ministry right now. But why, when you have all these benefits of what we have started already? Because I am not somebody that will keep them here. Are you guys with me? They have to start here on your shoulders. The priests carry the ark on the shoulders. I was pushed to start there so that they don't have to start there. So, and I was pushed by my oversight to start there. Might have been God's plan. I don't believe Encounter would have been there if it wasn't for that. But we have a different vision. We will support and send people out even financially. So that is our vision. That is why we need money. That is why we need finances. You know, there's churches in America, they fund every church plant. Every dollar you make, they meet you with another dollar. They've planted at the moment, I think it's over 5,000 churches just through that model over the last 10 years. Because people there are very willing to give. They give a lot in the United States. Knowing but this for a greater cause. If we do this, then listen, for the media to attack us, for some it's like, oh, okay, there must be something now in Lyon. Finally, we're going to see, you know, maybe he cheated on his wife. Am I boring you? Okay. Maybe he cheated on his wife. I knew he took our tithes. I said to somebody, do you know, I can take your tithes. Buy myself an ice cream on live stream. I can put chocolate sauce on it and I can eat it if I want to. I'm a Levi, but I don't. It goes into a organized non-profit, which means no profit. Are you guys with me? Legally, I can, according to scripture. I'm a Levi. I got no inheritance so that I could do that. Anyway, let's get, but we don't do it. So now, where was I? I was talking about something. What was I talking about? Huh? No, I was speaking about other great stuff. Hey? Yeah, I was speaking about vision or something or sending out or why would you want to, huh? Yeah, so why would I want, why does he want to go do his, I was speaking about the churches that were sending people out. Why must he want to go do his own thing when he can start at a platform that has been given to him? When Krugersdorp were here, it's the beginning. Krugersdorp fell on our lap. I am not ambitious. The next one will fall on our lap. So we need laborers. The harvest is plentiful. Money, that's where I was. Money is the biggest limitation. In America, they give and you can do these things. In South Africa, you have to sell little things. You have to, you know, you have to, somebody said, how do you sell oil? He said, now deliverance oil or this. I said, it's any oil we want. So I just pray for it and it becomes deliverance oil or what. They said, how dare you sell? I said, why don't you go to Kum? You go buy your oil there. It's 40 rand more. And then we talk, you know. So then I was sitting with my wife with some people that were multimillionaires and were ahead of me. And they looked at her and they said, how does your I cannot. They said, look, don't put your husband on the scale with us. We can't use him as a measuring tool. Because of what God has done. It's a wonder. You don't understand. This do not happen. media coming as money. So that's why we need money for this vision. You're giving into a vision that can change a nation. You saw me with the ACDP, and that's not, look, they can attack me the next week. Please understand the prophetic. Are you guys with me? I hope to God not. And I hope to build a great relationship with Him. I really hope so. That's my only desire. But I have been through the thing, and I understand that people don't understand, and I understand that things can happen. So I hope that something won't happen. But look, that God would take us right there, endorse me right there publicly. A post was written by His precious daughter last night to say how I was the cause of the record attendance of the signatures, and saying Prophet Leon de Pre with the MP this, and with Advocate Swart this, and this and that, you know. So please go onto my wall or something, or their wall, and share that. Please share that, because it shows them incredible support, and they can't believe a white prophet is rising up. When I say they, I'm not meaning President Kenneth Mesh. I'm saying they out there cannot believe it. The media's agenda is to stop a white prophet. So, and then people think, I want this. I want to be a prophet, you know. We were about money, then we went somewhere, and So I never had fathers that could lift me up. Not once. Not once. I had fathers that killed me. Let me be honest with you. Are you guys with me? And I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. I thank God. But it doesn't mean I have to do it for them. They did it wrong. But I thank God, because it made me survive to where I am now. But look, I had fathers that killed me. And it's not the kingdom of God. We are here to raise up sons and to empower them out. Now, I'm not a flip over or a pushover. You know, but why must I make them go through every... Because now I send them out, I say, okay, you must not go through what I go through. You know, you must pay the price. It's going to take 30 years to get to just our level. You know? Or I say, start on my shoulders. Imagine what you can do in this nation. This is the vision that I want you to support financially. I wish we can get to a place where America is. I wish we can get to a place where many of the prophets in South America, Prophet Angel is. I wish we could get into a place where I can say, listen, I want you to sow a million. I know you are a doctor. I know you have a bonus just now. And I know you can do it. So son, I want you to come and give a million so that we can just go to the next. So I want you to come. And then they come. I'm not saying everybody that has 10,000 must now give. No, not that thing. Straight, just honest. You saw Malden Nora doing it. In one night, they built a church of 5,000 member church in some other country, Cuba or somewhere. Just by saying, he said, that one there. I know you can do it. Yeah. Come. That come. Give. Come. We're getting this pastor. We're building his church now. He's my son in this country. And he said, we're finishing this thing tonight. We're not raising funds for 2 or 3 years. He said, that young businessman there, I know you can give $100,000. Come. I wish we can get to that level. But people will walk out of this building. I'm telling you. Yeah. That is how the kingdom, you know, people think it full money falls out of the sky here for us. Quite frankly, for us it has at some places, but it doesn't mean it always happens, you know. But look, even start here. Now, Abram is saying, I've got a vision. We'll finish now, don't worry. Abram is saying, I got a vision. God is saying, I must go to a place, but I cannot take you because you're not ready. Become a person that is committed, invested, ready. That when God chooses to run with a vision, that He does not overlook you. You see, when you don't know the personal will of God for your life, it's because you have not committed to a corporate will of God yet. Let me just be quite frank, honest. The people are like, what's the will of God for my life? get you into a corporate will of God. You will quickly know the perfect will of God. He will lift you out of there. How faithful you are with the things of another person is how God will grant you and bless you with your own and trust you with your own. So now he's saying, look, I cannot go higher, so you guys need to watch over the donkeys. We need to get rid of the donkeys. You watch over them, so come higher. So now we step higher, but he thinks it's glorification for him and promotion for him. Okay, so they don't see. They think, wow, we are jealous. We want to go there. How dare Chris goes up. But they don't see the knife coming out to try to kill him here. Which means on the mountaintop, it is not easy. When you want to walk with a father, he must kill you at some point to see if you are dead, if you are not dead, to kill you. That's the gospel. Are you guys with me? So that I know that when I send him out, or when he represents us here, or whatever God has planned for him, that he's dead to promotion, dead to headhunting, dead to other subtle things. And the only thing he has in mind, if it's 10 years from now, is encounter, the vision that I just read to you. Dead or alive, doesn't matter what they do. If he goes to a church, it's the vision. It's my father's vision. This is what God has said. That is what he is doing. If he goes, wherever he goes, if I say go to this country there and go work with those three churches, he doesn't go and put his own vision into there. He puts my vision there. Is this message too rough for you? Paul said to Timothy, he said he is the only one that can give you my life, that can teach you my ways, because he has walked with me as a son. Are you guys with me? He knows my manner of life. He is mindful of my things, and he will communicate my spirit and my heart over to you. So when I would send Chris or as many others out here, it's because I have killed them. I know they've been tested and they won't go left or right. Are you guys with me? So now you, first of all, go down again. Go pick up a chair. So pick up a chair on your back. So the Bible says that Abraham put the wood upon him. But Abraham has no wood. So please see this. Are you guys with me? If we have moles here. Okay. So now I walk. So now he's carrying my Bible, or he's doing everything for me. Isaac had to do. And I look, I'm just enjoying this thing. But I have a knife and I have a fire, which is even more provocative to him, because why is the fire of God on him? Why does he have the knife to do certain things? It's the protocol of God. This is the principle of God. This is the principle of the anointing. I don't care if you come out of a township, if you come out of the streets, if you do this thing, your life will become great. There's my own mother, and she'll tell you where I come from. If you do this thing, your life will be great. I used to be mocked at for doing this thing. Now those who mock me are asking me for help, asking me for employment, this, begging me for money. The tables turn when you do this. Are you guys? If you're in this position, you must know any attack that comes against you, it's just to promote you. So now he walks like this. And anyway, let me say this. This is what I was told by the highest senior leaders there. They said, look, if the media comes against you like this, Leon, he said, people will attack you and leave your church. And he says, but those that have been through there and higher, Benny Hinn, he said, all of them will respect you now. He said, these guys are just telling you that you are part of a higher league, this media. That's all they're doing. They're just telling you, don't belong where you are right now, and you should go to a higher league. So you should thank them for what they are doing. for making that difference available to the whole South Africa so that they can understand. So we will try to stop it in our best. And those who I mentioned to that would help us in this course. But if we don't, then it is God's will. I still believe do everything to fight and to protect our people, because people will be damaged here. Are you guys with me? I encourage you, don't be damaged. Don't worry. Persecution must come. If they persecute this man, when they stop persecuting me, you leave the church. Okay. So now he walks, I walk with a knife in the... Now we go up the mountain, he needs to carry it up the mountain. I'm just walking, I have fire in my hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost, I can do anything I want. He's standing here, he's sweating, he's tired. But that's the job of a servant. It's the job of an assistant. That's a job of a son. So now, I put the chair down. You can just sit on the chair. Now I take a knife, and I'm saying, it's time to kill you. Don't you think he can get up and beat me? Are you guys with me? This is the image. Plus, just Abram was much older. 90, I think, or somewhere there. 100. I don't even know. Okay. He can kill him right there. But he died to himself to receive a knife into his chest and to never see anything of his life. Because of that, he became the son of promise. If you are a son and a daughter and you say, I am ready to be killed, I don't care what happens, I am ready to die for this thing, you will see the promise of God fulfill upon your life. You will see the vision fulfill upon your life. The vision that God has given you, the vision that Isaac had, came into fulfillment after this. Are you guys with me? Have you seen? So, not going to be long. I had a great message for you, which I didn't preach. Let me just give you the point. So, number one, Abram had what we call the step to fulfill your vision. It's a step of submission and obedience. So, this submission and obedience. Obedience respects the moment of command. Meaning, if I say, go get me water, and he goes and get me Fanta, he's disobedient. Are you guys with me? If I say, get me water, and he gets me cold water, he's disobedient. Don't try to do me a favor. Do what I say. If you fulfill obedience, do what I say, you can never be wrong. Even if I'm wrong in my instruction, God sees you as doing right. Okay. The levels of authority, the dimensions of authority, we'll get into next year, because that'll freak too many people out. Where the Bible says, even if Malema is in power, you have to honor him. So, and obey him, except when it comes to your faith. Okay? And obviously crime and so on. But if I say, I want a green book, and he buys me a black book, he's disobedient. Expect obedience, expect the moment of command. So, moment of instruction, the moment of command. Abram was submissive and obedient. He did, meaning he was the second one. Let me get to the second step. So this sensitivity. God said to him, I want you to go to a place, to the land of Moriah, just to the land of Moriah. Then I will show you there where to go to. Beforehand, leave your father's house and I'll show you where to go to. But where must I go, God? Where's a vision? Where's a prophecy? No, just leave. Don't leave the church now. I'm speaking in context here, okay? Please, yeah, we'll help you when it comes. The word of God and that stuff has changed from the old to the new to a presbytery. Now it is a sending out. But I'm speaking about the call of God. Is that okay? I hope you're mature to understand what I'm saying here. The vision. In fact, people, I think as Rodney R. Brown said, some are called, some are sent, some just took a mic and went. And those who are sent always have the blessing of God on them. Those who are not sent never have the blessing of God on them. If I did this thing without being sent, there would be nothing here. We'll sit with 10 people here. I've seen pastors that can't get anything right because they were not sent. They did their own thing. Are you guys with me? They did their own thing. They're not sent. Who sent them? Who's the man that laid hands on you? and said, I send you. What oil of what lineage is coming down upon your head and saying that you are anointed? Are you guys with me? So there's sensitivity. So when God speaks and when it comes to vision, be sensitive. Oh, we need to go. We still need to take up offering. Almost finished. Third step. So there's separation and consecration. When you are ready to get into the vision of God for your life and He wants to use you, He's going to separate you to consecrate you unto Himself. He's going to separate you from others, separate you from family, friends. I'm not saying abandoning them or cutting them off like a cult. Just a separation. There's a calling on you. God is saying, I've called you to holy things. If they watch TV with junk on, I've called you to holy things. I remember when I got saved, my father wasn't saved. And they would watch all this stuff on TV, but I got saved. The only problem is they didn't understand saved, so they thought I was still the previous person. So they like, why don't you watch this stuff? I said, I don't want to. And they said, oh, but you're judging us now. You're becoming now better than us. Are you guys with me? No. I've just been anointed. I'm being separated, consecrated unto holy things. Do you know if you're sitting here, you're a vessel of God. When we lay hands on you and anoint you with oil, it is the chance and the opportunity to say, but God has made me holy. Now, holiness is another subject I'll preach, and it's not what you do that makes you holy. It's who you are. Okay? It's not what you do. But when a person is holy, they just say no to the things of the world. It's automatic fruit. He separates you so that you can become used by Him, so that you can become worthy to carry His glory. Are you with me? So say with me, separation, consecration. This is, for example, when the scripture says, on third day, Abram lifted his eyes, and Abram said to his young men, stay here, for my son and I need to go further and worship. He's separating you from some that can no longer walk with you. When seasons change in your life, people change in your life. Are you guys with me? Every time a season changed for me, people changed for me. I knew this relationship is no more. It's now this one. Or I need to cut off these relationships. Otherwise, I will sabotage my season. Are you guys with me? I hope this is okay for you. Number four, the step of building. So with you, building my own altar. It says that Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. In order. Another message also. The wood I'm putting here, which is you. Let me say this. Paul came to the island of Malta and he gathered some sticks to throw on the fire to make the fire hotter. What was he doing? He was taking souls. I'm speaking prophetically. Throwing it onto the fire and just causing the fire of God to take place again. Churches hate it when you do that. But who are the sticks? It's the souls. It's you sitting here. So when it says that Abraham built the altar from the sticks, I use you to build an altar. Your altar is built by worship, by prayer, by intercession, by your sowing and reaping, everything, your serving, your commitment, and then you're building an altar in your house, in your church, but you are the wood. And if I don't build the altar right here, there must be order. That's why this will be a house of the fivefold. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, you will see it. This is no way I'm saying, Chris, you're an apostle now, because the churches out there do it. You're an apostle now, you know. You know, if you sell it about us, you go to another church, you become a pastor, just to let you know. If you want to go for it, because that's how good you're trained. So there's times for those things. And I know how church structure works. There's time for elders, there's time for all those things. But we have a board that is a spiritual board that governs us with me. This church, but build your own altar. I have to put order with the sticks. Number five, so there's a step of sacrifice. Without sacrifice, fire cannot fall. Okay, that one died on me. Last step, you see, look, sacrifice. Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son. He bound him. You know how many sons have come to me my father is controlling me. Yes, he's binding you. I can't tell him these things. I just say shame. You see, I can be a prophet of destruction also. God can use me to prophesy people into their destruction because of their disobedience. In fact, why do you think prophets are being persecuted in this nation? Because a people, God needs to destroy certain people and kill them. Can I go on with this one and tell you something? God needs to kill certain people. Let me just tell you. He cannot kill them because it's not in him. So he needs to find a legitimate reason to kill them. So what does he do? He sends prophets. Prophets go. They attack the prophets. Now when they attack the prophets, he can say, now I can kill you. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. That's why prophets are being sent. So that he knows that those who go into delusion, that they will, that they would disobey this prophet. And if they do, if they speak against him, come against him, if they kill my prophets, I will speak stone upon stone upon them, the Bible says. So God said, now I can kill this nation or kill these people. So do understand the function of prophets. Don't just think, a word of the Lord. Oh, there's much deeper things when it gets to prophets. Are you guys with us? That's why God loves prophets. That's why prophets will always prosper. Never be jealous of that thing. Just know, if you're with a prophet, you will prosper. You see, when I don't care what prophet angel has. I don't care if he drives 10 Lambos. I'll rejoice and go and drive one with him. I've never been like that. You know, I'll give my tithe and I say, you can buy a tire if you want. Now, of course, he doesn't have Lambos, but he did buy it. Not of the tithe money, but of his own business money for his wife. And you know, when you're at that level, then anybody that's rich here will tell you, if you buy a Lambo, you drive it for 6 months, you sell it, you pay 200,000 rand out of the value, and you just used 6 months a Lamborghini to boost your businesses. So there's much more. People are just stupid. They don't understand things. Okay. Now, what was I saying? You don't hear me. Prophets. Oh, so I look at him and I'm thinking, I want what he has. Sitting in his mansion, sitting in his house, a mansion of yards and dams. And I'm sitting with him and he said to me, Don, he says, I'm done now. I finished working. I'm happy now. My family's happy. Now I'm just preaching the gospel. He said, get to this place so that you can preach the gospel with no motive, no intent. Undiluted. And you know, we were just talking like that, and I said, you know what, I want everything. I want to be where you are at. No jealousy. And then I celebrated as well. And then I know there's a thing called prophetic rights. Prophetic rights. That I think it was about 5 months ago, he was meeting one president of the other, prophesying one after the other into, he's saying, no, this one is my son, that one is my son, this one is my son, presidents. He said, I see you will meet a president very soon. And when that happens, you must know a season is starting for your life. 2 months after that, I had a vision. 2 months after that, I had a vision of also meeting a president, and then that happens. So that is how my life works, okay? Connect to a prophet in your heart. Whether you get blessings in this life or not, it's not about that. But just know it is your prophetic right. Are you guys with me? And I do it. I say, this is my prophetic right. Because my heavenly Father is in heaven. If I have a spiritual father and he said, it's my right inheritance to have certain things. That we can convince a world out there without preaching to serve God. Are you guys with me? Listen, when Abram was up, the Bible says when he was about to put the knife into his son Isaac, he looked around and the angel said to him, turn around, which means it was behind him. He walked past something and he saw a ram caught in the thicket of a bush, in a thicket. and his horns was caught in a bush. And the ram couldn't move because of his horns. Are you guys with me? But Abram walked past it, which means until he came to the place of sacrificing his son, he could not see a blessing that God has already caught for him, captured for him. But when he came to the place, the ultimate place of sacrifice, his eyes was opened. And God said, I want you to lift your eyes, Abram, so that you can see what I have prepared for you, because you walked past it. Turn around. You walked past this thing. And the thing that is caught in this bush, that is fight, it is caught by the very thing that it will fight you with. The weapons of your blessing, which there is, that fights you so that you don't get it. He's saying, I've caught it by its weapon, so that you can go and get it, because you understood the call of sacrifice, of dying to yourself. Are you guys with me? This is the protocol to the blessing, greatness, and to fulfilling the vision of your life. I don't care if you're sitting here and you're 80 years old or you're 9 years old. As long as you are breathing, it is not too late. Are you guys with me? Get part. You know, get part of a vision like this vision where we are here. Say, I want to commit myself fully. Everybody that has gone through SODU, SOL, get out and become leaders. Get into the e-groups, as we always teach you. Bring people, get serving, get into departments. You'll see us take over. If that is your mission, because this is a boot camp. This is not a fellowship services. Do you know how many churches I have asked to help us with the signing of the petition? Some of your biggest churches said to me these words. You're playing on dangerous grounds. We'd prefer not to touch that. We're too scared. The one said we're too scared. You know, scared of what? Your tithe is leaving. So say with these words, say, vision comes to pass when I sacrifice the things I love. Say this with me. Say, vision is not physical sight. I can be blind and have vision. Vision is greatness. Be somebody of vision, that when anybody can come to you and say, tell me the next 5 years of your life, you can map it out to them. Are you guys with me? Be somebody that is saying, in one year, I'm doing this, I will do this, and I'm sowing for it. I'm serving for it. I'm committed. I'm serving in another vision. And I'm sowing towards that. Chris says a lot of testimonies of that, where each one of his goals was ticked off. Same with me. Same principle I applied, which I taught him. Write every prayer need you have down and see how God answers them. And when you pray then for another miracle, you go back to what God has answered. And you say, I know by it's called the reasoning of faith. You just reason intellectually. If God answered those prayers, of course he can answer these prayers that I'm doing right now. And when you tick it off, it builds your faith to know that, look, it is your responsibility to fulfill this vision in your life. Get into a corporate vision. Get into a vision that is saying, we're here to plant and counter churches over this nation and the main cities. We're sending out people. We're sending out sons and daughters, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, in the right way, in the right time. If you would see David taking the mic, if you would see Alan taking the mic, if you would see Chris taking the mic, you'd see the anointing on them. Because I've kept them for long. David is a different story. I've known him for very long. But I do what God said to me, but I've kept them for long. Are you guys with me? Be somebody that is saying, I am going the long way. Not a young man that is staying halfway the mountain. I want to be up and see the blessing. I want to hear the Father speaking to him about the promises. I want to see how prosperity is caught in a bush. It is those who are saying, I'm committed to this vision. You'll see this nation change in a few years' time. That is a word from me, I promise you. Am I a doom and gloom prophet? Yes, it is going to go bad. From 2021, trust me, you will see these markets go from 2021. But when you are a people who tithe, and that's world markets though, right? When you tithe, you have an insurance against recession. You're recession proof. I don't feel recession right now. Apparently we're in a recession. I don't feel it. Somebody came to me this week. They said, man of God, what is your secret? The man is big. He said, man of God, what is your secret? I said, what do you mean, what's my secret? He says, how do you do it? I said, what you did to me now, why you honored me now? That's how I did it. I honored so many ministers up in the anointing. I honored my father. There's not 1 month where we don't tithe out of this church, out of my ministries, out of my business, everything, my personal tithe. People gross, net. You still have some heart issues. Me, I tithe gross. Full gross income. I tithe. Because nothing given to God is lost. And you know what? There's just a time. And then a season hits and you start reaping. And he said to me, he said, so that's it, you're just reaping now. I said, yeah, I'm reaping everything I sow. But I said, I have to be careful because I can just enjoy this now and go into a reap a season of very bad. So now I need to begin to sow big again. And I said, that's why I am. We give money to a minister that's falling, not more clear income. Another minister, oh, not falling, but maybe that was prophetic. They send it back. I'm like, well, you know, God bless you. Went off on this whole thing. Their leadership needs to see me and blah, 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 blah. Shut up. I'm not in the mood for stuff. You know, we want to bless you because we have a fund for fallen ministers. Ministers and help. And it was their decision. So, can you believe it? How arrogant and pride. You know, when you go on Facebook and beg for money as a minister, it's the end of your ministry. Please, I'm leaving Pastor Mark out of it now. Are you guys with me? This is some other people. But you can include him a little bit in that if you want as well. But it's the end. For him we pray. And we pray greatly that God will restore him. I said to, you know, I was speaking to an apostle. I said, we were broken. It broke my heart. I wept more than anyone. There's not one person that can say they wept more than me. And because of that, I'm justified in front of God. And I've done everything in my power to help. Everything in my power to help. So now I'm doing it behind the scenes. And, all I can ask you is to pray for him. Do not worry. God is the one who lifts and God is the one who puts down. Do not worry. Are you guys with me? He will get rewarded for everything he has done. And we pray for him, and that is all. Show him love. But I want you not to be discouraged. Look at the vision and say, but this is it. You know, as I said, my heart was broken. For that man I have wept. I have covered. And behind the scenes, I will always be honorable. Always. They can investigate me on everything. So because of that, you are covered. Nothing will come on you with that. And you have good oversight above me. Are you guys with me? Imitate me as long as I imitate Christ. When I stop imitating Christ, you can leave me. That is how it works. Okay? So say with me, vision. I want you to give your life to vision, to say, I want to give my life to this thing. Let's stand to our feet wherever you are. And I want you to get ready as you are standing to give a seed offering tithe. It is that time of the month again. You guys haven't taken up yet, eh? Okay, so it's that time of the month again. Please highly consider what I spoke about tithing earlier. It was anointed. I can't remember it now. But you can give in the envelope. You can give via Zapper, SnapScan, account bank details. You can give credit cards. It's at the back. We have enough credit cards there to assist people to assist the credit cards. You can go anyway. Give via your phone or put cash in here. Become somebody. Now, for many, it is a time of tithing. Oh, yeah, we were speaking about gross and net. I tithe out of our gross. Business people ask me, and I said, I can't tell you. I say gross. That is me. It has worked for me. I can show you my bank statements from where God has taken me to where I am now. Sat with a millionaire this week, multi-millionaire, who knew me many years ago, said, Leon, he says, you are a wonder. He says, you're busy overtaking me. I said, look, I don't think I'm that far yet. He said, you're busy overtaking me. I said, and I've done everything I'm trying, and I can't get right what you're doing. And I'm doing it with millions. I said, well, you know, things just fall in our lap. It's when the lines fall in perfectly for you. It's when you are a sower, when you are a tither, because that is where your heart, Bible says, where your treasure is, where your heart is. I promise you, as a man of God, I'm standing here, and I'm not promising you a gambling machine. I'm not saying God is going to give you your money tomorrow, but there's a season that you will reap. And when you hit that season, being faithful in your sowing, you will never look back. And that is God's word, and it is a sure word. I can promise you that. And you have seen where your money has gone into. And this is only what we have gone to. January will show you what we are going to do. Okay, so we haven't even showed you our future and our goals. In fact, our goal was to reach, that wasn't up on the screen, our goal was to reach 3,000 souls evangelized one-on-one this year. How many did we get? 3,300. One-on-one. Are you guys with me? Much more with groups. But one-on-one, 3,300. That was our goal. So we're setting goals again for next year. And that is what we're going to do with January. But you will see in the next 3 to 5 years, people will be raised up for ministry, will be sent out. Businesses will prosper. You saw Krugersdorp, you see here, and you saw where we were this week.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.